Israel and America, The Real Election Meddlers Part 2. By Philip Giraldi. A mysterious group, referred to by its founder Tal Hanan as Team Jorge, has particular expertise in hacking and spreading disinformation using thousands of fake identities and profiles. It works for a number of clients who pay for the services. Its activities, now exposed, add to a growing body of evidence that shadowy private firms exist across the world that are exploiting invasive hacking tools and the power of online social media platforms to manipulate public opinion and even to sway voters in elections. Hanan, a former Israeli Special Forces operative, claims his company, which he regards as a legitimate corporate contractor, has been operating under the radar for 2 decades out of an office near Tel Aviv. Team Jorge also has 6 overseas affiliates which have been providing services both to political groups and businesses. Hanan boasted that, "We are now involved in 1 election in Africa, while the group also has a team in Greece and a team in the United Arab Emirates. We have completed 33 presidential-level campaigns, 27 of which were successful," Hanan noted. Most of the campaigns, 2/3, were in Africa, but Hanan also claimed the group also has operated in Latin America, the United States and Europe. He said at one point that he was involved in 2 major projects in the US but denied interfering directly in American politics. No matter where it operates, Team Jorge's business is profitable. Hanan told one potential client that he would accept payments in a variety of currencies. Interference in an election would cost anywhere between 6 and 15 million euros. Hanan was exposed by a team of 3 undercover reporters who posed as prospective clients in the latter half of 2022. The story appeared in the popular British outlet The Guardian in mid-February, and was also picked up by the UK's Daily Mail. The lengthy articles revealed the content of secretly recorded meetings in which Hanan described in detail how his services, which some might describe as black ops, were available to intelligence agencies, political campaigns, and private companies that wanted to secretly manipulate public opinion. To demonstrate the power of his hacking tools, Hanan hacked into the Gmail inbox and Telegram account of several political operatives in Kenya a few days before a presidential election there. Telegram is supposed to be a top security communications system. Team Jorge's most sought-after service is a sophisticated software package, Advanced Impact Media Solutions, or AMS. Per Hanan, it can create and control thousands of fake social media profiles on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Telegram, Gmail, Instagram, and YouTube. Some of the AMS avatars even have backup credit accounts to establish their bona fides, using bank cards, Bitcoin wallets, and Airbnb account numbers. Team Jorge also has had what might be described as a business relationship with the now notorious British consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge Analytica is now out of business, but it participated in a Nigerian election with Team Jorge. It is best known for having stolen the personal data belonging to 87 million Facebook users. It then allegedly used the data to provide analytical assistance to the 2016 presidential campaigns of both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, and some believe the service provided may have influenced the result of the subsequent U.S. presidential election. Israel has long been the home of startup cyber warfare companies due to its government's intense focus on developing the tools and skills to attack targets like Iran's alleged nuclear program. It now might also face increased international pressure to rein in the former employees who were schooled in its military technology sector. Most of Hanan's employees are, in fact, formerly with the government. The Team Jorge revelations come on top of accounts of how the powerful Israeli-made Pegasus spyware had been developed and sold by the cyber intelligence company NSO Group Technologies to various governments and other users. NSO reportedly spent lavishly in a bid to convince the U.S. government to buy its advanced spyware. It even paid $100,000 to Michael Flynn before he became President Donald Trump's national security advisor. The company's software was reportedly used internationally by governments to spy on political dissidents and on journalists in particular. Some others targeted by Pegasus included human rights activists and religious leaders, as well as politicians including French President Emmanuel Macron. There has been a sharp reaction within the social media and internet communications communities since the revelations about Team Jorge. Meta, the owner of Facebook, immediately took steps to identify and take down possible AIMS-linked identities on its platform. It is presumed that other companies are doing the same. Team Jorge claims to have had great success in its disinformation efforts relating to elections, but until someone does an essentially forensic analysis of what was done and how, no one will ever know the truth. Presumably, the company has already destroyed any and all particularly embarrassing documents. What is known, however, is that the toxic mix of Israel's advanced cyber war programs combined with the private enterprise of those cyber warriors who leave government is something that has to be addressed. It has to be regulated or controlled in some fashion, or the credibility of the social media and communication systems that currently bind much of the world together will be suspect. Philip Giraldi is a former CIA counterterrorism specialist and military intelligence officer and a columnist and television commentator. He is also the executive director of the Council for the National Interest. Other articles by Giraldi can be found on the website of the UNS Review.